I'm here with Keely Ryan, who is a MA student in the Department of Language and Literacy Education, and I want her to introduce herself.
Okay. Tanshi, Dishine Kashon Keely, Dan Vancouver, Niwekin. So that's my best attempt at trying to speak Michif, the language of the Métis people of Canada.
Great. Tell us a little bit about your program and what your particular interest is.
My program right now is literacy education, and I am interested in Indigenous language revitalization, but every single class I take, I start becoming interested in new things, so my interests are constantly developing.
What is it about this multimedia technology and language revitalization course interested you?
I think that people can be really put off by technology, especially people who are older and may not have grown up around it. Like a lot of people who are born in the 80s and 90s, we've always been around technology. But actually, a lot of these strategies that we've learned in class are really user-friendly, and you can learn how to like produce your own materials within probably 5 or 10 minutes of direct instruction. So it's a really good way that communities can create their own materials and kind of empower themselves through technology, so it's really interesting, and I've enjoyed learning about this so far.
Great. So for our class, where the students are required to work on several multimedia technology projects, can you tell us a little bit about what you're working on?
Okay, so the projects that I've completed so far, I did a language lesson using PowerPoint. What else have I done? I used PowerPoint as well to create a digital storybook. I did it in iMovie initially, but I wasn't as satisfied with the results as I was with PowerPoint. And using PowerPoint, I think most people have Microsoft Office. It's really common. Not everybody has, you know, all of the different Mac programs. So if I were to show somebody how to do this in PowerPoint, I think it would be a lot more realistic and beneficial to use. Finally, I learned how to use InDesign to use for desktop publishing, and I did a lot of Photoshop. This is the most I've ever done Photoshop, and it's actually really fun, so I'm very confident with Photoshop now.
Great. And what is your experience with Michif?
I just randomly chose this language. Originally, I was working with Kwakwala. And it's interesting because, like, my sister is actually learning it. Her boyfriend is a speaker, and he's also a language and culture teacher. So it probably would have been easier for me just to continue working with it. But it's just, like, the language is so unique. It's the only language of this type in the entire world. And I just really kind of got into it. And historically, I'm interested in the history of the Métis, and it's one of my favorite parts of teaching socials when I teach socials in high school. So
what type of resources have you found to help you with your language project?
There's actually not a lot of resources, to be honest with you. There's like 3 books, a dictionary that's a Cree Michif dictionary, and then there's a few websites, but overall, there isn't a lot of information. There is some stuff in Manitoba and Saskatchewan because that's where there are larger populations, but most of that stuff is password protected, so I can't access it.
Okay. And one last question. What role do you see technology playing in revitalizing Indigenous languages?
I see it becoming... Oh, it's kind of tough because I see it having like a huge role. Like even yesterday in class when we were... having that discussion with,
Darren.
He was just showing just how powerful and, you know, user-friendly technology can be in Indigenous language revitalization. But I think, like, the most important thing that we can't forget is that for languages to be revitalized, people actually have to speak them. They have to take the language, like, out of the classroom, bring it into the home. And a lot of these techniques that we've been learning, like, you can do in your house. And I think it would be cool if communities could come together, you know, maybe in, Head Start programs and Language Nest programs to have parents working with the technology as well so that they can do the stuff at home and bring the language really into the home because that's where it needs to be in order to truly be revitalized.
Great. Thank you very much.